Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Solara Active Pharma Sciences Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Singhal. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Abhishek Singhal.
A very good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for joining us today for Solara's Active Pharma Sciences earnings conference call for the third quarter and nine-month ended financial year 2023. Today we have with us Jitesh, Solara's MD, and Hari, ED and CFO, to share the highlights of the business and financials for the quarter. I hope you have gone through our results release and the quarterly investor presentation, which have been uploaded on our website as well as stock exchange website. The transcript of this call will be available in a week's time on the company's website. Please note that today's discussion will be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in relation to risks pertaining to our business. After the end of this call, in case you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to investor relations team. I now hand over the call to management to make the opening comments. Jitesh.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the call today. Before I get into the financial results, we take this opportunity on behalf of the promoters, the board, the management. We'd like to thank all our investors, our bankers, our partners, customers, suppliers, for reposing faith in Solara as we have returned to positive growth territory. Thank you all once again. Coming to the Q3 performance, the Q3 FY23 had been a turnaround quarter for Solara, as we have achieved most of the targeted goals when we embarked on the course correction journey last year. We had crossed our historical quarterly revenue run rate of 400 crores, and our revenue stood at 401.9 crores, growth by 17% sequentially. Gross margins improved by 308 basis points, and it stood at 47.3%. EBITDA grew 70% sequentially, standing at 51 crores. We like to reiterate that our course correction strategy has started to yield positive results, which is visible from our Q3 performance. We continue to focus and build on the actions that we have initiated in this financial year to get back to growth, both in terms of revenue and margins, improving our cash flows and strengthening our balance sheet. Firstly, our base business has shown strong growth momentum in Q3 FY23 when compared with the previous two quarters. Regulated market revenues stood at 72% during the Q3 FY23. Regulated markets contribution has seen some improvement due to sales from our focus market, that is Brazil. Our base business has achieved EBITDA margins of 17.7%. Coming to our R&D, we have filed two new U.S. DMFs and are on track to file another four new DMFs in Q4 FY23. That brings us to a total of six new DMFs for this financial year. Apart from the new products, we continue to expand our geographical presence in existing products. Five market extensions were done for five existing products during the quarter three FY23, bringing to a total of nine market extensions for 15 existing products for nine months FY23. The investments we have made in new products since the inception of Solara are yielding us the results. We continue to invest in our R&D for strengthening our generic API portfolio and CRAMS to meet the growing demands for our existing products filed as part of increasing market share through market extensions and addressing regulatory requirements for new products. Coming to Vizag, we had started manufacturing of intermediates and final APIs during Q3, and sales were made to semi-regulated markets, which had led to a reduction in the under-recovery. We reiterate that we are confident about our Vizag strategy, and it is playing to the plan. We are making good progress for regulatory accreditations for our Vizag facility, First one being the CEP approval for ibuprofen. While we wait for US FDA inspection, which has been triggered by one of our major customers. Out of the two new DMFs which we have filed in Q3, one of them has been filed from Vizag. So to give an update on our Cuddalore site, while we wait for re-audit and reclassification of our Cuddalore site, we have taken action to qualify two critical products which is being manufactured at Cuddalore, and that qualification has taken place, one in Pondi and second in Vizag. We will be including Vizag and Pondi as additional sites in the two product DMF. Our focus market, Latin America and China, has seen traction. Our total number of filings in Brazil now stands at 4. Our order book continues to improve each quarter, and cost improvement plans have started to deliver outcomes, resulting in better profitability in the coming quarters. On the CRAMS front, we have had good inroads in the US market while onboarding of our CRAMS head for North America. We will see traction of these efforts in the next financial year. Meanwhile, the RFPs we have submitted in the first half of this year, we are confident that we will win some of those RFPs. I now hand over to Hari to take us through the financials for Q3 FY23. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitesh. We are pleased to announce our quarter three results. The key highlights for the quarters are as follows. Our revenue for quarter three is at 401.9 crores. Our gross margin stands at 47.3%, improved by 300 basis points over quarter two FY23. Operating EBITDA at 70 crores with a 17.4% margin, and reported EBITDA at 51 crores at 12.7% margin. As Jitesh rightly pointed out, our course correction strategy has started to yield positive results, which were visible from our quarter three performance. Our immediate priority is to offset the under-recoveries at Vizag and achieve break-even and profitable growth in the near term. During this quarter, we initiated sales from our Vizag facility to semi-regulated markets, which has led to the reduction in the under-recovery at Vizag during quarter three. Our net current assets have reduced by 42 crores in 9 months, primarily due to the reduction in the inventory and GST follow-up refunds. We are working to achieve comfortable net debt to EBITDA ratio. Our primary focus is improving our cash flows by prudent application of capital. We continue to remain focused on the actions to improve profitability. Very confident about the growth prospects of Solara. Thank you.
If we can take the Q&A, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Rohit Mundra, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So I have three set of questions. So first is that we are back to 400 crores of quarterly revenue run rate. And could you please highlight what led to this growth during the quarter? And is this a sustainable base going forward? And given historically our Q4 has been the strongest quarter, are we expecting a stronger Q4 this year? My second question is regarding ibuprofen. So how is the demand scenario currently for the product? And are you seeing any incremental competition for the product in your target market? And my last question is on the gross margin side. So what has led to the gross margin improvement during the quarter? And are we confident of achieving 50% gross margin by Q4 as guided earlier? So these are my three questions. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So from a revenue point of view, we are confident that we will be able to maintain our 400 crores run rate. Our overall business, as I mentioned in our previous quarters, we have reset the business at Solara, and we are very confident to get back to our historical revenues as well as to on gross margins. So revenue, yes. On the gross margins, yes, that's our aim in terms of getting closer to the 50%, getting to our historical run rate. There are a lot of actions which have been put in place for which we will see the results, just not in the Q4, but in the next financial year as well. We have looked at various markets in terms for our existing products by increasing our market share, which I mentioned that we have done market extensions. We are probably the only company outside of China who has got the ibuprofen approval in for China market. And coming to the demand for ibuprofen, yes, the demand is come back for ibuprofen. And as I said, probably we are the largest manufacturers of ibuprofen for the regulated market. And it's just not ibuprofen. We have various forms of ibuprofen, the value-added ibuprofen, which we are focusing on, which will lead to expansions in the gross margin.
Okay, thank you.
Zico, can you take the next question, please?
Yes. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Mahek Talati with Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had a few questions. First is, our other expenses have gone up on quarter-on-quarter and Y-on-Y basis. So what has led to this jump, and are there any one-off during the quarter?
No, this is in line with, that there has been a steep increase in the power charges across the, channel, various places of what we manufacture, and also due to the normal increase in the inflation has resulted in increase in the other expenses. There is no one-time activity charge off during the current year.
So this other expenses are going to continue next few quarters as well?
Yeah, because the power outage and the power charges, even the fuel briquettes, which is the major source for us to, power, there has been a steep increase in the power charges. And also the solvent, other consumables due to current international situation, there has been increase in the price.
Okay.
Which is getting, I think within 1 or 2 quarters, it will get regularized.
Okay. Sir, next question was regarding the CAPEX. So what was the CAPEX done during the 9 months FY23 and any major CAPEX plans going forward for next 2 years?
No, we only did the normal maintenance CAPEX during the current year, and and we have a debottlenecking of the capacities at our new site in Vizag to allow the, unfinished agenda of this backward integration projects to complete. And we are not informed of these, long-term capital expenditure plan. Based on the board approval, we'll be planning it during the next call. We'll be able to explain our growth strategy along with the CapEx details for the new projects.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, there was one question regarding the Vizag plant. So we have started commercial supplies to rest regulated markets. So was there any specific reason that we have not done this before in previous quarters, let's say 2 quarters back, and in this quarter we have started?
Yeah, so I can answer for this financial year. So when we were back in Solara, we have taken all the actions in terms of ensuring certain products which we are manufacturing at other sites to be qualified in Vizag, and all those actions have been taken in place. And once we were confident taking the validation batches, we had gone out to seek orders from the less regulated markets.
Okay.
So all these actions for the sales which happened in Q3, the actions have been taken, initiated in Q1 itself.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Tushar Manudhane with Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thanks and congrats on good set of numbers. So just would like to understand the contribution by ibuprofen for the quarter, broadly.
No, we don't give contributions of our products on a revenue breakup basis.
So at least if you could share, you know, whatever the growth that has come both year on year or even a quarter on quarter basis, any certain product specific growth or is it more broad based growth?
We have seen growth in most of our critical products, key products. We have seen growth on quarter by quarter basis, and that's reflected in the revenue expansion as well.
Okay. And in Vizag, is this a full quarter impact, so to say, for 3Q in terms of revenue?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. If you can repeat that again, please.
At Vizag, the 7 crore sales, is it like we had the entire quarter for the sales or it's just part of the quarter?
So again, for Vizag, you know, that's only the starting of the sales, right? And we are looking at increasing the sales even in Q4.
So like what kind of run rate should we, you know, kind of think about Vizag at least for next 12 to 18 months?
We'll have a better answer in the next investor call as we are firming up the plans, just not for the Q4 but even for the next financial year.
And as you know, Chusha, that we got the CEP approval for ibuprofen from that side. So we are having a EU inspection in this quarter, so that, you know, that will further enhance that, you know, we can supply ibuprofen from Vizag side. So that's a upside we are anticipating.
Got it. And just lastly, if you could help us understand, not on the year-on-year basis, but at least on a quarter-on-quarter basis, how has been the pricing for most of the products on a blended basis, and or how has been the volume growth?
Yeah, it's stable. I mean, we find it to be stable from a pricing point of view. And yes, volume growth, we are expecting it to happen for our critical products where we have done market extensions.
Okay, that helps. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Nitin Agarwal with DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Actually, on the on our gross margins, so in the past, when we were doing about 400 crores gross margin in FY21, we 400 crores of quarterly revenues, we were doing gross margins of about 56-57%. Now, in the sort of new dynamics as the business is today, I mean, where do you see our optimal gross margins could be for the business over the next few quarters?
So, we are working in terms of the gross margin expansion. Now, when you compare it to the FY21 results, we were at the gross margins of 56%. Our aim is to get to that. As I said, you know, we will get back to you on the exact guidance in the next investor call.
Which is fair, I'm saying, but in terms of aspirationally, given where the landscape has changed.
Yeah, our aspirations, of course, is to get to the 50%. It's only about the timing as we form up the business plan and when do our CIPs also come into play. So we will have a better answer, but yes, the aspiration is to be at minimum 50%.
Okay. And secondly, on the debt part of it, we're still about north of 900 crores of net debt. Lot of it essentially is on working capital. Now, how are you looking at a reduction of this net debt number going forward?
The term loan, you know, you have seen that, you know, from 414 crores beginning of the year, and now it's around 352 crores. So 120 crores will be the reduction in the term loan every year. And, you know, and the working capital, there has been a slight increase due to the support the, you know, there's an increase in the sales during the quarter 3 and quarter 4. And, you know, once that business operation improves, and the story will be reducing our debt level, and, you know, get to a comfortable level of our plan.
Sir, what is the debt level that we're comfortable with, that we are sort of our immediate target on that account?
Yeah, first, we want to reach nearly 3 times of the EBITDA. That's our plan in the next financial year.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Mahesh Vyas with UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes, you are audible, but there's a lot of background noise. Yeah.
So what is the capacity we have for specifically for ibuprofen, and what's the utilization we are having from them?
If I understood your question right, you asked what is the utilization of ibuprofen capacity?
And what is the annual capacity we have for ibuprofen?
Yeah, so we don't say what's the annual capacity, but yes, our utilization of ibuprofen is getting to closer to 90% in Pondi facility.
Okay. And capacity you don't share. Okay, fine. Hello?
Yes.
Do you share the capacity, sir? I just missed out your first sentence.
That is a huge noise coming, background noise. No, we don't share capacities of our key products.
Okay. Sure. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Gagan Thareja with ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
So the first question is regarding the ibuprofen inventories. I think the whole of last 12 months or more, has been a phase where there was excess stock of ibuprofen in the channels across regulated and non-regulated markets, which had an impact on both, what you could sell to your partners, and at the same time, what price could be realized. How do these two things stack up now versus maybe a year ago?
So our business across just not ibuprofen, but across our products is much stronger compared to the last financial year. Most of our businesses are direct businesses. There are no one-time sales to any channel partners. And especially coming to your question on the inventory of ibuprofen, whatever was returned has been, it was a good quality, and those same have been sold as the demand had come back. So we are not sitting on any idle inventories of ibuprofen.
And have the prices of key starting materials or intermediates come down? I mean, at least qualitatively, that's the feedback we get from quite a few of the chemical companies. And if that is the case, and prices, output prices of firm, is there any reason to then believe that spreads or margins on ibuprofen could actually keep on improving given the current market situation?
It's as per our regular trend, there's been no substantial increase or decrease in any of the raw material prices.
But actually, the petroleum products, derivatives products prices have not come down, and also the metal prices have not come down in the international market in the current international situation. We expect that, within 2 quarters, we expect the normalization of this petroleum product prices.
Okay. And you indicated capacity utilization. Can you give overall aggregate capacity utilization for the company as a whole, and maybe split it up on Vizag and the base business?
Capacity would be 77%.
I'm sorry, you were not very clear. Could you repeat that number, please?
Our overall capacity would be 77%.
Across all the sites and products.
Okay. And on Vizag, given, there's some sales resuming, and you also have a pending inspection due in Q4. For the coming year, would it be reasonable to assume that Vizag would be hitting break even in the next maybe 2-3 quarters for you?
So we did get CEP approval for our ibuprofen. We are awaiting the US FDA inspection.
The goal is, as we are filing new products, which I've already mentioned that out of two new products we have filed one in Vizag. So the focus is to make Vizag break even. And we have clearly laid out the plans for Vizag, which, you know, overall, it has a big role to play in the growth of Solara.
I mean, so the perspective I'm coming from is that, you know, this quarter you hit base business EBITDA run rate of around 17%, and you managed to, you know, reduce your under recoveries on Vizag. If you can maintain base business EBITDA run rate and maybe improve somewhat as you enter the next year, and as you know, the Vizag under recovery is sort of reduced, keep on reducing, would it be fair to assume that you would be in a position to hit high teens to double digit by the exit of next year or maybe earlier?
Overall for the company, taking into account even for the Vizag and after the R&D costs, from mid to high teens, what we are targeting.
Okay. All right. Right. And your thoughts and you know, your commentary on the CRAMS piece and the new products piece, and one final question on how should we think of tax rates going ahead?
Tax rate, you know, we have we are in higher tax rate only, but it will be around 20-22% will be the net effective tax rate.
Okay. For FY24, should we pencil in 20-22% is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And on your outlook on the CRAMS business and new products introduction?
Yes. So our outlook on the new products, as I said, this year we are going to file six, or four are planned in this quarter. We already have a pipeline of eight products for the next financial year. This is a very important piece for our growth business, as well as it helps in the under recovery of the R&D. R&D is really an investment for us for new products and CRAMS. Coming to the CRAMS business, we are seeing a good traction in the CRAMS business. Even though today it is at single digit of the overall company's revenue, but this business is the focus in terms of the growth. We are hiring people in terms of expanding our market reach. We have already done that in the US. We are going to add some new capabilities that would be differentiated. We are just firming up our CapEx plan for the next financial year, which would have a big driver for the CRAMS business.
And you're almost hitting 77% utilization. I would presume peak would be 80-85, and then you'll need to add capacities, which means by the time you're in the middle of next year or so, you know, you will be looking to invest in additional capacities. Any thoughts on the investments that would be required that you can share?
Yeah, sure. So I just want to reiterate, without Vizag, the capacity utilization is 77%. So we have, with our base business also growing, and with Vizag, we have capacities in terms of catering to our demand. When I meant CapEx in terms of, for the CRAMS, in terms of the differentiated technology, that would be initially more from an R&D perspective. That is not going to be a huge CapEx, but definitely if we are going to win some RFPs on the R&D side, then there would be a possibility to expand that on the commercial side. But we are going to be very cognizant in terms of how we are going to invest in the CapEx for the future growth of Solara.
And what could be the peak sales potential from the Vizag side?
Hello. Can you repeat the question?
What could possibly be the peak sales potential of the Vizag plant at full utilization?
So with the investments what we have made right now, as a peak sales, if it plays out to our plan, Vizag revenue could generate at least about 300 to 400 crores.
Thanks, sir. I'll get back in the queue for more. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Pooja Rathi with Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted to ask, could you give an outlook on revenue and EBITDA margin for coming 2 to 3 years?
As I said, we are just forming up our plans. We'll have a better guidance in the next investor call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Janisha, investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. Just wanted to get some understanding about the business structure. I mean, you have, I think, close to 60 plus kind of a products which are already there in the portfolio. And in terms of market, 72% of the market of the revenue coming from the regulated one, and you aspire to add more. So I'm just trying to understand from a concentration perspective in terms of the product and the market concentration, how does it stack up? And we hear from you that your focus markets will be more like Latin America or China. Then we just need to understand, like, how does the business is being aligned for future? If you can just give some that one, I mean, some understanding with that. And second question is also if you can give a broader outlook or maybe an update on how the global markets have been in the shape. As we hear more from challenges like European countries already facing in terms of manufacturing, and even given the growth slowdown which has been expected across various economies, in such environment, like, what's your assessment in that?
See, from a business point of view, the way we are looking at, you know, from the current products, you know, we do have certain products which are right now filed only in one market, and there are potentials for other markets as well. Hence the reason why we are doing market extensions of some of these products to increase our market share. As we want to de-risk, so the way we look at it is we want to de-risk our product portfolio, the dependence on products as well as dependence on market. And when you look at the overall Solara revenue, I think we are well placed from a global perspective, where we have good presence in North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific regions, which is more driven by Japan and South Korea. The territories where, you know, we have a marginal presence, but the opportunity is large, and that's where we are looking at focusing on Brazil and China. Of course, there are other markets also which we would like to increase our market share, just not for existing products, but for new products as well. So summarizing your question, yes, the goal is to de-risk both the product portfolio as well as de-risk dependence on customers as well as on the markets. On the second question you asked about the global slowdown, I mean, for the products what we have in place, we have not in fact seen any slowdown at all. In fact, it's come back in terms of the demands. So, you know, I don't have any specific or more answer to that question, but I can say that yes, we are very upbeat in terms of how the business is progressing for Solara.
Okay. So, okay. And in terms of the debt, you said you'll be repaying 150 crore of term loans every year, right? That's what is the correct, which I have taken?
Yeah, 120 crores.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our last question is from the line of Mahek Salati with Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I thank you for the follow-up. So just one question. When are we expecting the US FDA approval for our Vizag facility?
We are also keenly waiting for the outcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for taking your time to join us for this investor call. We look forward to our Q4 call and the year as a whole in the coming months. Thank you once again.
On behalf of Solara Active Pharma Sciences Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.